Direct manipulation. You're very familiar with this. All the graphical user interfaces are direct manipulation interfaces. You're familiar with clicking buttons. When you use the fireworks, you're familiar with dragging and things and moving things. You're not going to a command line and saying, please move my rectangle 5 pixels over. You're grabbing it and moving it. You see visual representations of aspects of images that you've either, you know, cut out or selected. So it's there for you to be able to directly manipulate it. In order to create them, you need creativity. You need to have visual representations of the domain. What we are going to be using, looking at in information visualization, we're going to look at direct manipulation interfaces, but the space that needs to be represented is more abstract than, let's say, representing a word processing interface, or creating a word processing interface, or let's say creating a CAD or a video game, which is all in a way situated in the real world. So you need to be creative to come up with the visual representations. The advantages of direct manipulation interfaces are that they're easier to learn and to retain, because you can look at things and you can recall rather than having to remember. It encourages exploration, and people like it. The disadvantages are they are difficult to invent in such a fashion that they're easy to use, so that people can learn quite quickly the visual language that you've created in order for people to be able to directly manipulate with that visual representation. Direct manipulation interfaces work very well for novices, whereas power users sometimes are frustrated by them because they don't want to have to interact with all these objects, visual objects. They want to just have a straight shortcut to the specific function that they're interested in.